Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
to you. Oh, I feel good. I feel good. Let me see the hand in here tonight that know that God can still work miracles. Yeah, get him up all over this building. Now, while you got him up, I just need to see the hand of those that you know God worked a miracle in your life. Just wave them in the air. Come on, come on. All over this building. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, while you got them up, I just want you to reach over and just catch somebody by the hand and just name one little miracle that God did for you. Come on. And just begin to praise him all over this place tonight.
Come on and praise.
Come on, praise.
Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him.
Anybody here know God brought you through? If you know God brought you through, so you can be a witness when I look up and say this. God will deliver. And if you're in all time, I feel good up in here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Somebody been delivered up here.
Deliver.
Somebody go get a somebody go get a breakthrough.
All
oh yes.
All
listen, listen, listen. I'm getting ready to name a few things that God did for Mary. And if anybody can relate to or identify with any of these things, I want you to get up out of your seat. And when you get up, I want you to bring somebody up with you. Catch somebody by the hand and bring somebody up with you. But if God ain't never done none of these things for you, I just want you to stay there, sit there, fold your arms and act all cute and sophisticated. And watch us Holy Ghost folks get ready to go crazy up in here praising God. Hey! Can anybody relate to this? He put food on my table. Somebody sitting there like God ain't never fed you. Just as fat as you want to be. Clothes on my back. Oh, that's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. Woo. Anybody ever been broke? I'm talking about down to your last dime broke. Didn't know how you was gonna make it through the next day. But I just need to ask somebody up in this building tonight. When you were at the end of your rope, did God pay your bills for you? When you didn't have money in your pocket?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Anybody ever been sick? Reverend Chief, I know what you know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever been real sick? I'm not talking about that Tylenol headache sick. I'm talking about in the hospital, didn't know where you was. Pain in your body. Woo! Didn't know you could make it through the next day, but some way, somehow, when the doctors fail, when medicine fail, I need to know it. I need to know if we got any saints in this building that know anything about God stepping in your sick room. And with one touch of his healing hand, he heals.
He heals your body.
the Lord been good to you. Let's reach over and get somebody by the hand and tell them, He brought me through. The devil don't like what's happening up in here. The devil don't like what's happening. Listen. I'm getting ready to make the devil mad again. I need some Holy Ghost folks in here that know God brought you through. If you got anything to thank Him for, if you got anything to testify about, if you got anything to give Him the glory for, if you got anything to give Him the praise for, I just want you to get up on your feet on the count of three. I just want you to jump up and give somebody a big, or give Him a big Holy Ghost praise. Look at somebody and tell them, if you don't feel like praising Him, look at somebody and tell them, if you don't feel like praising Him, look at them and tell them, move over. Give me a little space. I'm getting ready to pray. I'm getting ready to lift Him up. One, two, three. Jump up and pray. Get up and pray. Get up.
It was a few years back. Good morning. It was a few years back. Just a few years back. Yeah, I went to go see them brother Sam. And you hear them right there? If you ain't never heard them sing in person, Reverend, I went to hear them brother Sam. You hear me? Them folks
are
bang, man. Them folks are thang, you know what I'm saying, man.
Yeah,
them folks be having church when they be having church, man. You hear me? The Wynn brothers, you know, them, they be having some church, man. And they sound just like that right there. Some people need studio, you know. You know, some people need some the jacuzzi of the wall, and they need to put the music in a certain way. These bros cut the music off, they still sound like they have music. You know, them refs ain't like you, Rev. You go like that, you go. Hey, Rev. Hey, Rev. And you can hear the conviction in it. You know, them
right.
My brother always playing them. My brother dog always playing them. He always know what the ones to play. I hear nothing when he plays it. He know the ones to play. I know when you call for something, you know which one that you want to hear. You know, them. It's something about the song, but that song right there. Say God will deliver. And he went to testify. You know, I'm still on prayer, y'all. He went to testify. And he testified, Reverend, that you got some sickness Tylenol can't heal. There are some aspirin, over-the-counter medicine, even if the doctor prescribed to you, won't help. They can tell it is you finished. It is over with. But we know a God. Reverend, he's a healer, man. He's a healer, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't know who you're on with this conversation because you might not feel like
yes,
this.
Sir.
I'm in solidarity. I'm sitting here and contemplating day after day. Prayer is essential. We must pray.
Amen.
We have to pray. We need to pray more. We need to lift our voice to the Lord. Reverend told us the other day that there's a communication. Reverend Henry told us that. God won't talk sometimes.
Yes, sir.
So we have to, it's going to be some time we just come, and I hope if it's God's will, maybe today or tomorrow, whatever how you want to do it, you know what I'm talking about, we just going to meditate.
We're
just going to meditate. I want you to concentrate by words. Concentrate on what you want God to move in your life. And prayerfully, did you pray for others with some of this too? You know, and watch God do something. I'm not no prophet or nothing like that. I'm just over here, you know what I'm talking about. But I want to tell you this here. I really believe God wants us to sit down and be still and let him minister to us so we can help others, so we can be fruitful. There are some people hurting, you know what I'm talking about, pain, not just because of the infirmity that's only the affliction of the body, because of they mentally have problems, you know. It's been there for years, you know. We never did that. We never just sit down and claimed it. You know, sometimes it's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You had somebody in your family had a mental problem when you was, I'm not that old, but when I was a little younger, when you see somebody just out there to start walking and talking to itself, you know. I'm talking about all the years ago, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's all the years ago. You see that, that just wasn't on. Because when 40 years ago, you know what I'm talking about, Vietnam War and all that stuff, you know. People coming back from that war, you know what I'm talking about? And, right. And they're coming back, man. Then they kill people. And maybe been in a certain way, they got shocked. You know what I'm talking about? They got shocked so much that they still there. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about my grandfather fought in World War II, right? And, man, we used to come in the house, right? And we used to come in, right? And it really ain't funny, right? We slammed the door. Man, that man jumped by 15 feet now, man. He was so messed up. You know what I'm talking about? He was so messed up because he used to drive the trucks, right, and go pick up the people, you know, and moving around to different places, you know, how they were doing the thing. He said it got so bad that he used to try to weave and bob over the dead bodies. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm. Young men.
Yeah.
Dying. You know what I'm talking about? For you and I to have this call, mm-hmm. we have today, freedom. He said he was dodging, right. Reverend. And then I'll say it was just so many he had to run over. Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
He said that bothered him.
Yeah.
Because there was, them guys went down there, man, them guys 18, 19, 20 years old, man. You know what I'm talking about? Fighting for us like they were doing. And God, look what God did for him. Look what God did right here. Mm-hmm. He allowed him to come back over, you know. He allowed some, you know, die in the war like he did. He said, why are you over here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, man, the mental part of this thing, you know what I'm talking about, the mental part of this thing, the mentally part of this thing. There are people who got some mental problems, don't even know they got it, brother.
Yes, sir.
But God is doing something for us that we got to pray, man. We need to, excuse me when I say man, brothers and sisters, we have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pray without cease. Man should always pray and not faint. We got to pray. Prayer works. Don't let nobody tell you it doesn't work. He said God is the deliverer. That's what he said. In that river. He was singing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's on time too. He's on time. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
He is on time. God is on time. God is doing something for us, right? He's speaking something right now on us right now. We don't even know what's going to happen. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
He's moving in the next minute, the next second, the next hour for y'all, some of y'all, the next day. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's already there. Help me, Holy Spirit. And making a way for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever think God is not hearing you. Because I'm going to tell you how I know he hear you. And I know I'm wrong when I say this here. I'm going to tell you how I believe he's hearing you. He hear your thoughts. He know what you're thinking about right now. Concentrate your mind right now. Because we're going to get in prayer. Concentrate your mind right now. Let's touch and agree. Number one, spiritually. Separating ourselves from that corner man. And get in the spiritual man and let God minister to you. And maybe today you might smile. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't hear me. Oh, man. This might be hard, but boy, after the prayer, maybe you might tell somebody, I'm sorry. Mm. Reverend, maybe it might be somebody that did you wrong. I don't know about nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm just give them my heart. He did you wrong or she did you wrong. Your babies don't come by to see you like they used to. They don't call you. The song ain't reaching out to you. Daughter ain't saying that the grandbabies ain't coming. They mad. You did this and that. But let me tell you something. God can change that spirit was in them or you. See, first, Lord, pray for yourself. It might be you. Oh, I mean, a lot of time it is us. A lot of time it's us. You know, I'm blocking the blessing. So I'm telling you today, as we go in prayer, move everything out of the way and let God come in your heart. He wants to get close to you. And we should be that light. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We should be a light that when people see us, they feel and see God. That's true, man. That's true, sisters. That's true, brethren. They shouldn't be guessing that you love God. Oh, help me with that one, Lord. Help me with it, Lord. They should be guessing that you love, Lord. It should be certain things. I'm not saying you ain't gonna mess up. I don't teach and preach like that. I knew we mess up too. Yeah, but the Bible said we were born in sin and shape of iniquity. I'm not that type of preacher. Oh, watch this. I'm not that type of man who love God. If that's your comfort zone, right? But let me tell you something. I'm the type of person to love God enough to tell you only God can deliver you. Only God can set you free. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to show you God is real. I hear you put focusing yourself on pain and lift God up. Quit focusing yourself on your troubles and lift God up. Quit letting people tell you were this and you that and you this. Man, they don't have the last say. You give them that energy. Don't give people that energy. Wife, husband, quit fighting. Son, father, quit fighting. Daughter and mother, quit fighting. Granny and grandkids, quit fighting. Lift them up to Jesus. I mean, one time, you know, I ain't going to tell my age, because I ain't that old anyway. You remember Roots when it first came out?
Mm-hmm.
And they had as I got older, I felt like that was another religion, right? But watch this, Reverend. They used to take the baby and go outside and then hold that baby up to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And pray to God about that baby. When did we stop lifting our babies up to the Lord? These wild is spawned spirit. Now they didn't got. I know I'm gonna get off here. Not they didn't got off now. The lifestyle of the alternating lifestyle is correct now. You just don't have love to understand. Baby, that is an evil spirit. That is an evil spirit. On your birth certificate, it haven't changed in God's eyes. It is what it is. But what we need to do is point them babies back to God.
That's right.
Point them back to God. This whole month, they celebrate. I just found out that Red Brother, because I ain't too much to them on TVs and all that. They celebrate. Mm-hmm. They got a whole month to celebrate. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
They celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And we sitting there nine, and we up there, they this and that. We celebrate every whole year, whole month, lying, backbiting. We celebrate that all the time, too. If I can say it like that, Reverend. If I can say it like that. It is prayer time. Man, we are allowing things to creep into our atmosphere. You understand me? And now you can't turn the TV on every commercial, every other commercial. It's promoting that. Man, God's sitting, God's looking down on this earth. He is looking down on the United States and any continent, whoever thinking about this is right. You know what I'm saying? He's looking down at us. And often I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell you the scripture I'm going to. It's just two scriptures. We read them before. It is Romans 8 and 26 and 27. Then I'm going to pray after that if it's God's will. I want to let you know this here. I really, really want to let you know that we have to pray. We can sit here and go over this Bible with you and help you. They're learning so you can want to be smart. Yeah, we can do that. You know what I'm talking about? But right now, I really believe it's time out for us to be playing, because people are changing by the second. You know, they're going to the evil You know, I'm not just talking about this because it's Pride Month. I'm talking about everything is contrary to God. Now, I'm going to say it again. I really believe that anyone can be delivered. I believe you can be delivered. You can be delivered. If you steal, you can be delivered. If you cheat, you can be delivered. I believe you can fall back into it. I'm not that kind of person, not to be crazy. But I do believe this scripture here. Y'all pray for me. I know y'all been probably used to doing something different. Y'all pray for me. I'm only doing what he gets in my heart. For by grace, this is what these people who's teaching now and preaching God's word. And if you don't watch it, they'll make it so you can't, you're on thin ice. But let me tell you something. When you get close to God, you'll know why they mean what they say. But since if you're not that close enough, let me give you this. For by grace are you saved. What did I say right there, River? For by grace are you saved.
By grace.
Through faith.
Yeah.
River, for by grace are you saved through faith. Watch this here. And not that of yourselves. You hear me say that? And not that of yourself. It is the gift of God. Watch this, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Not of works. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Now, watch this here. We don't teach that you just go out there and do what you want to do. No, we're not saying that. We don't preach to say you want to.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now, you're not going to get there trying to be perfect. You can't do it. Sad to tell somebody. I'm sad to tell you, you ain't going to do it. You woke up and seen it. Oh, hear me, host. You don't know me. I have my mind on Jesus. Let the truth show Jesus can unfold some things that you think he don't know. Help me, host.
Right.
That's why it keeps us humble, Reverend. That's why this next scripture says, but we are his workmanship. Created.
Yes.
What did it say, Reverend? In Christ unto good
work. Mm-hmm.
Now watch that, brother. God is working with
yeah.
us. And he cleaning us. I'm trying to get that mold out of your eye, but I got this big old tree in my eye. So let God work in me so we can help one another. So he said, because you were created in Jesus Christ of good work, the things through Jesus, God look us, but the thing, Jesus is that mediator. Jesus is that advocate. When we go to God, it goes through Jesus. If you try to go around Jesus, brothers and sisters, you're finished. You can't stand before God. No man can. I don't care how holy they think they are.
Mm-hmm.
No man can stay before
right.
God without Jesus. It has to go through Jesus. Watch this here. Which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. That's what we have. Once you get in him, once you get closer to him, these things will start, Reverend, it'll start getting closer to you. You'll start resisting the things, you know, your heart desire.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You'll start resisting it, and then if you do fall, I'm that type of person, Reverend. I know I'm a sleeper, Reverend. That's my brother. We that type of person we're gonna lift back up. It didn't matter. Fact, you might come lift me up one day. I ain't gonna be like the rest of them.
Amen.
But
right.
I'm not practicing. I don't want to see myself fall. But I don't know what might jump in me. I don't know what might come my way. You know what I'm talking about? I had a dude tell me the other day, but what he gonna do to me? You know what I'm talking about? And I know it had to be a God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And all I'm doing is telling him I want my car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Spending
yeah.
that my car. You didn't really have love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They call it putting the car in jail. It's in jail. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Keep praying for me, Red.
Yes, sir.
You went to the shop with me. It's sitting in the corner, Red. It looked pretty good, though.
Yes, sir.
You remember, Red? But anyway, God is good. But I'm just thinking about how it didn't dawn on me a lot, but now I see why he wants us to pray like we do right now. Because this month, if they can have a whole month of prayer, Pride Month, we can have a whole month of prayer month.
Mm-hmm.
Did that sound right, real? Did that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Is that
yes, sir.
Is that wrong, man? If they can go out and lift up lift up that flag they call the rainbow, and we know what that rainbow means, don't we, real? We know that means
mm-hmm.
that God said he would not destroy the world again. He said, I'm going to show you a symbol, and that is the rainbow. And they taking that rainbow and took it up. To me, they looking at it. You say you ain't going to destroy it. You know what I'm saying? That's what they doing with it. Don't get it twisted. That's what they're doing. You need to let's read the Bible one day. They'll tell you. What did it say read about the rainbow?
Yes, sir. Yeah, about destroying it. We want to destroy the earth again as a reminder about water.
But I'm going to do this here so I can get on out of here, man, because I've been really working a lot, man. We really worked and got up real hot. We got a lot of volume of work here, right? So I want to pray because when I kept reading that prayer month, man, I just pray for all people, man, you know. I'm praying,
amen.
Praying for the sick and the shut in. We're praying for the ones that God maybe got what we call residual. You know, residual, the word means like you can get some stuff out of you, but it might be a little stuff left in there. You know what I'm talking about? That's what they call residual. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? So it might be some stuff that's in there. We want to pray for that too. What we call it, that decree is, Reverend. Oh, you've been in the book. That's decree the healing. That's decree the deliverance. That's the decree that someone said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house. That's decree that. That's praise them. That's lift them up. Look at the scripture now.
Yes.
Look at the scripture. I know y'all, we don't normally do it, but I know God want us to start being so ritual too, Reverend. Watch this. Like he said, 8 and 26. That's what I said, right? 8 and 26. He said, likewise, Spirit also helped our infirmities. For we know not what we should what? Pray for as we ought.
Yes, sir.
That's why I love the book. I know y'all didn't read it before, but I'm dealing with prayer. I want to encourage you that there's some things that we just don't know we should be praying for. We didn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just keep our family, mama, and then that's good, you know. But there's some things God wants us to pray for besides that. He wants to lift up the what's going on right now, the sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord. Let me do this again. Likewise, the Spirit also will help our infirmities. But we know not what we should pray for, as we ought to, Reverend. He said, but the Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, make an intercessory. That's what it said, right? For us, with the groaning which cannot be uttered. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And he does search the heart. Oh, help me. Know what it is in the mind of the Spirit. As I'm in the book, Reverend. He said, because he makes intercessory for the saints according to the will of God. And watch this here.
Right.
This, because it's a bonus. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them what? Who are called, according to his purpose. I leave you with the word. I tell you, we've been around long to tell you, you know, God bless the hearer, Reverend. God bless the doer, church. And God bless the reader. You know, we just, in your hearing, we just read Romans 8, 26 to 28. And we ask that the word of God minister unto you. Now I'm going to read it one more time, and then I'm going to pray. And then, you know, if it's God's will, it'll go anywhere how he wants to go. Amen? Look what it says. Likewise, the Spirit also will help our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God, as we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that watch it, who are called according to his purpose. God knows it. God has it. God sitting there right now with his arms open up for us to come in. Because, you know, if we don't know what to say, this is what I love about God. He'll let the Holy Ghost. He'll let the Holy Ghost stand in between us with all the things and clean up some of that stuff we give to him too as well.
Amen.
He will allow the Holy Spirit to come in and speak to you from your heart to his heart, not your mind.
Yeah.
But your heart to his heart. And then then we get in tune. Now he can come in. And when he come in, my brothers and sisters, when he come in, things get to happen. The Bible don't state it like this, but God will deliver. On time. Did I say that right? So I tell
yes,
you,
sir.
I tell you from the bottom of my heart, prayer is what we're going to do. We're going to pray. We're not going to let no spirit like what's going on right now in society have that much dominion over this world. If it's God's will for us to do this as long as he wanted, we would do it. But I want to tell you, God is on time. Don't let nobody tell you God won't do what man think he won't do. What God does, he does the impossible, Reverend. The impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we submit unto you with love, Lord. We submit the peace of your Holy Ghost coming down right now and blessing us in the prayer, Lord. We thank you in advance for healing, Brother Nuzzin, Yvonne. All the ones we had prayed for early, Lord, we thank you for that healing, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for getting us some sustaining things to go through what they went through. And now the healing is taking forward. Lord, even if it's some residual there, Lord, even if it's just some little, maybe it's the voice, maybe the chest, or maybe some, Lord, we know you still heal them. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for that, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for the one we prayed for, we didn't know, Lord. Will you help them spiritually, Lord?
Yes.
Will you help them physically, Lord?
Yes.
Will you help them financially, Lord? Will you help them when they're not bold enough to tell anybody that you've been good, Lord? Lord, we just thank you for covering us today, Lord. We thank you for covering for this hour, Lord. No man know what hour and day you might come. But, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, because you are in the midst of us right now. We know you're speaking, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, they're celebrating the whole month, Lord. They said the whole month, Lord, waving the sin up in your face and all the ones who believe that is wrong to do. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, bless them children, Lord. Bless them people out there, Lord. Only you can change man and daughter. Only you can do it, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. I seen you did my mother's best friend, Lord. I seen when he was dressing as a woman in the early 70s. And then before he died, he changed and started walking like a man and had two kids.
That's
he
right.
changed his whole life. I know you will deliver. No one can tell me. I know you can deliver someone from that spirit. Brother and sister, God has been too good to us. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do.
Yes.
Lord, it might be disturbing to a lot of people, Lord. I do have family members that's going that route, but Lord, we love them and not the sin is in, Lord. So we lift them
right,
up to you.
Right, right.
We lift them up to you, Lord. We don't look at with a pride,
yes,
Lord, like we better than them, like I sin better than them, Lord. Lord, we look at them to you to know, Father God, that they're in error, Lord. They're in error. And we ask you if it be us not to be the hypocrite, but let them know that God's grace is here. Don't let the grace run out. Lord, help them, Lord,
yes.
And where they at. Meet them where they at, Lord. If it might be one of us to help them, Lord. Meet them where they at, Lord. Maybe it might be us contemplating, that's my uncle, that's my niece, that's my mother, that's my friend. Lord, but sin is sin, Lord. You know it, Lord. So we ask you to help us with that ministry, Lord, because we know we're living in our last time. We believe that. We believe that some of us believe the Lord, that we have more time behind us, Lord, than we got before. So bless us, Lord, while with the time we have here, Lord, while we're using that dash, Lord, while we're using that dash, Lord, let your grace abide, Lord. Let our faith believe that you will receive us one day, Lord. Lord, it might be the day the old hymn book we put up, the Bible be put down, Lord. But, Lord, we know, Father God, the heaven is opening up right now, Lord. And we know one day you're going to let us walk around heaven, Lord. We believe that, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you in advance of what you're going to do. Allow us to come in. Thank you, Lord. If you come today, Lord, forgive us for all the sins. And proud of this.
Yes.
And even in thinking of this, Lord, believe us, Lord, we want you to forgive us, Lord. Known and unknown sins, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Right.
That we resist the temptation of this world, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. That we lift you up more, Lord. That we hold you up higher, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Remember, I have to play this song, man. It's one of my anthem songs. If you understand the dumb, man. You know, it's one of my anthem songs. I think you like it too. I think a lot of folks probably hear it might not like it, but let me just put it in there anyway. You don't mind. I ain't gonna play that long, baby.
I'll give you peace when the storm is raging. I'll be your light.
Right.
Too lengthy for somebody, but let me say this here, really, because I gotta put this thing in park. Is you still there, Rev? I think Martha, right? She sent these nuggets out, right? So here later, I just been reading them to myself, right? So I read one yesterday.
Yeah, man.
I was reading it, and I was just contemplating what she sent out. I know she sent something different to you and I, right? Because I know how, when you read it, that she has sent it to me. I said, well, so she didn't send the same thing to me, she sent it to him. She told us a while back. She said, really, you really don't have to read because I sent it to you, you know. You know, but because of I believe what she's saying, it confirms the things that we present to God on God's plan.
Amen.
And I really believe that. That while we do read it, you know, for the stewardship that she has, the discipleship that she has for the Lord, you know, them encouraging us. She used to have our daughter used to pray for us. And anybody been in the ministry long enough, sometimes, not a lot of times, that we want to be ministered to. You know, we don't always, I know me and Rev feel that way. We don't have to always be the one talking. You know, we do that at the church, right?
Right.
You know, Rev, we preach. You know, we teach every Sunday, man. You know what I'm talking about? And we just, we're not starving for none of that. We love this here. You know what I'm talking about? We do this here.
Yeah,
I'm right now supposed to be off the phone. You know what I'm talking about? Do this. So I know we love this here. You know what I'm talking about? And I ain't just boasting like that. I said, you know that God has a plan for me. and I know his plan is what I'm doing right now. That what he deposited me, I'm supposed to be fruitful. If you listen to me, the same goes back to you. We are all ambassadors of Christ. We represent Christ.
That's right.
So they don't. You don't have to get up and be no long 30 minutes or 45 minutes with it. You don't really don't. You know what I'm talking about? But I also say the spirit moves in certain ways sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? And then when it moves, you just move with the spirit. You know what I'm talking about? But I also know that you don't want to quench it. You know what I'm talking about? You don't want to quench it. God might tell Rev to do something that he don't tell me to do. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? And I might say, man, why Rev doing that? You know what I'm talking about? He might say, well, why Eric doing that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I know he don't call me Eric. But he going to say, why Rev Brian doing that? but I know he's praying.
Yes, sir.
So that's why I said prayer is essential. Prayers are central. You know, so we got to pray. Thank you. Prayers are central. We got to pray. You know, we live in a time that they can have a whole month of this they call it Pride Month, and we can have a whole month of prayer then. I'm just saying though. So I tell you this in passing, this ass. And it's like, thank you, Aunt Marcia. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your love that you have for us. You've been very, 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 very instrumental to us. You know, we really love you. We thank you for what God had done. He placed you in our life for a reason. You know, I know nothing is your death for you. You know, and we love you. We love you. If nobody told you today or yesterday, a day before yesterday, or even this second, we telling you right now, we love you and we love your company. And you surely can't
That's
do nothing
right.
about it. You can't do nothing about it. I don't care how mad you get at Reverend Henry.
Yeah.
We love you. I got to get over here. I knew that just hit me a tube. I got to get over here.
Okay. Right. Yes, sir.
Love you.
Lord. Amen. Love you. God bless you. We thank God. Thank God for letting us continue to be in prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Aunt Martha. I see you here, the golden nugget you sent in. Lessons from a toothache. Lessons from a toothache is discipline through perhaps painful is wise, and his tooth is loving. And his touch is loving. Praise the Lord. He loves us too much to let us remain as we are. He wants to conform us to the likeness of his son, Jesus. Romans 8:29. God's purpose of love can be trusted. Thank you, Lord. More than any of our emotion of fear. Praise the Lord. God's hand of discipline is a hand of love. Praise him. It's a lesson from a toothache. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God's hand of discipline is a hand of love. On the hill for a way, she sends in. God has already proven his love for us. He did it on the hill for a way. Final sacrifice, his own son. Think of how agonizing it must have been for God to sacrifice his son. His only son whom he loved, and he went through all that because he loved you. Bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the on a hill far away. Lessons of toothache also better by far. Thank you. People who believe in the saving power of Jesus, death and resurrection will be with him forever. It's been said, all's well that ends well. All's well that ends in heaven. Whether we live or die, we win. To live is Christ and to die is gain. God bless you. Belief in Jesus' death brings the assurance of Jesus, of life with him forever. Read it one more time. Belief in Jesus, death and resurrection brings the assurance of life with him forever. Praise the Lord. Better by four. Praise the Lord. So we're blessed either way. Blessed either way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we just thank you, and we continue to stay in prayer. Hallelujah. Bless us, Father God, to keep our minds, our hearts, and our hope and our trust in you, Jesus' name. We pray, we love you, and we thank you for it. Continue to guide us, Lord, Jesus' name. Continue to help us, Jesus' name we pray. Man, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Standing in the airport, a young lady, tears rolling down her face. The best thing was the best thing I've ever For there's no place we'd rather Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever, ever done. I've ever done. Worship God, amen, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.